From Marketplace in Los Angeles today, I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump is in Japan for the G20 summit, where he's set to meet tomorrow with China's President Xi Jinping. Trade is front and center. Marketplace's Renata Sego looks at what's at stake for the U.S. economy in this context.
The U.S. currently has 25% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Now, President Trump has threatened to impose them on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports. Scott Brown, chief economist at Raymond James, says, sure, the U.S. has low unemployment and inflation right now, but continuing those tariffs or increasing them poses risks.
They add cost for U.S. consumers and businesses. They disrupt supply chains, which is costly for U.S. manufacturers.
And he says tariffs also make it tough for businesses to move on long-term decisions.
Just the general level of uncertainty about trade policy is a negative for business fixed investment.
Whatever comes of the talks, Ann Owen, who teaches economics at Hamilton College, says the Federal Reserve is paying attention as it tries to decide where the economy is headed and what to do about interest rates.
They're waiting to see what happens. They have reassured people that they will act if they believe it's necessary.
The Federal Reserve is scheduled to meet at the end of next month. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.